Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, the one, the only, J.R. Ratcliffe, sports trending reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, plus does their podcast, Brewers Baseball, throughout the season with Todd Rosiak and Kurt Hoag. J.R., thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Anytime, man.
Okay, so first things first, there was a piece today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel before we talk about yesterday's roster moves, and that is Jefferson Cuero doing things right now in the Venezuelan Winter League.
Yeah, I think it's easy with the Jesus Mate and the Luis Pena talk that we had all last year to kind of forget that he's the top prospect in the organization coming into the year.
Right.
I don't know, maybe Mate was already at the beginning of last season, but like he's really highly regarded, and if it weren't for this shoulder injury that he suffered that cost him an entire season in 2024, he would still be highly regarded. I think he bounced back really well. It's going to take a while for his throwing arm to get back to the point where it was, you know, truly, truly elite. But he's still a very good defensive catcher, and the man can hit. He's got 4 homers and 41 at-bats down in that Venezuelan league. That's some pretty good competition. It's only 8 teams in that league, but there's some pretty good hitters, pretty good pitchers there. That's not nothing for him to tear it up. And he's been with the big league team. He obviously hasn't debuted yet, but he was with the taxi squad at the end of the year. He was around in the playoffs. You know, his feet are wet. He's ready to be the guy, at least I would think, as the backup catcher in 2026. I think the only reason that wouldn't happen is if they just want to get him more, you know, more at-bats, more reps, because this year was a little abbreviated coming off of shoulder surgery. But he's a pretty special talent. He's going to be a big deal next year.
You know, the other part about this is with Cuero, he's got to stay healthy. I mean, everybody gets on Garrett Mitchell for he can't stay healthy at the major league level, but Jefferson Cuero hasn't been able to stay healthy in the minor leagues either.
Well, it was really just this one catastrophic injury, which, you know, which is a big deal and is something that is going to linger. Like I said, I mean, it really took him out for a year plus. So that's not something to sneeze at. And yes, he had a couple little things, but nothing significant yet. You know, like I don't think it's Garrett Mitchell level where you have to just say to yourself, that's just part of his story. He's just a guy who's going to be hurt. I mean, he plays a demanding position. He's going to be backing up a guy who doesn't like to take days off, if it goes the way I think it does. So I don't know how much he's even going to play right out of the gate at the big league level, but, you know, I wouldn't be afraid yet that there's an injury question hovering over him at all times, at least not yet.
So everybody talks about Freddy Peralta possibly getting dealt in the offseason. He has 1 year left. But we have this William Contreras situation, which is also intriguing because they had the club option. They said, no, we're good. We want to pay him less than $12 million a year. I read the number to be somewhere maybe closer to $11.1 million. It might be in arbitration. That's a gigantic number, $900,000 difference. But is it worth going through this whole process to probably irritate him and get him in the wrong mindset like we've seen before with Hader and Burns, knowing he still has 2 years left on his deal?
I think you're asking exactly the right questions, because let's say he gets 11 or like 11-1, 11-2, it's not going to sound to the average fan like $800,000 is that big of a deal.
Correct.
And in the arbitration process, we've confronted this before. It's a pretty big deal, but it's also William Contreras. You know, like why would you opt out of a contract just because there's a chance you're going to save that amount of money in arbitration? And who knows with arbitration, it could be more. You know, it could be less savings than that. It could be more too. I think the Brewers are reading the room rightly that he probably won't make $12 million in arbitration, and it will be a significant savings. You know, I think you're going to have to confront pretty quickly the way they operate, the way they've operated with Devin Williams and with Corbin Burns, not with Willie Adames, but with other players before him, is they don't let players get to that last year before they walk as free agents. But will they trade him next offseason? I mean, it sure seems like that would be their MO, and then you throw in the fact that they've never really been too concerned with the optics. You know, look at the Corbin Burns situation as, you know, exhibit A. They don't really care. If it looks bad for them in arbitration, they are just going to do what they do and operate the way they do on their budget. I personally wouldn't do that. You know, $12 million for William Contreras is not, you're not getting robbed there. I mean, he maybe wasn't as good this past year, so you would be hoping he bounces back, a little bit of a risk, but I would just renew the contract, you know, or like accept the option, but not how the Brewers operate. It certainly doesn't sound like, oh, we're definitely going to bring him back, you know, as a free agent to a multi-year deal. It certainly doesn't sound like that.
So this is the thing, right? So my original thought would be Cuero is going to play every day at AAA, and then if there is a long-term injury for Contreras, then he comes up and he starts over whoever the veteran backup is behind him. However, as I sit here and I listen to you talk, I think I'm changing my take, because I think my take now becomes, let him be the backup catcher. Let him catch one day a week or whatever it is. And the reason you do that is to make him familiar with the pitching staff, to make sure that he knows how to catch everybody, he knows everybody's tendencies, and you're essentially getting him ready kind of for the next year, or maybe if things don't go right in the first half, possibly for after the deadline, if you have an opportunity to move Contreras early.
That's how I look at it, too. Now, I think it's justifiable to send him to AAA for the at-bats part of it, you know, and He's going to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Be more defense than offense. He should be really good on offense, but his defense really should be really quite extraordinary. So, he also does kind of know this pitching staff already. You know, he's worked with Mizrowski.
Right.
He's worked with Logan Henderson. The guys that are going to be the big, you know, outside of Freddie Peralta, if he comes back, the guys who are going to be the big contributors he's worked with. So I don't know if it's too big a concern to get him up to speed with the staff, although there would certainly be some of that. I think he's going to be here just because he's the best option. I mean, I've read that maybe the Brewers are interested in going with a backup catcher as one of the things that they pursue in free agency. Man, I just wouldn't do that. I don't know why they would spend their money and their resources on something for a very, very short-term fix when you have Jefferson Caro sitting there.
Yep.
But I don't know. Maybe they do, you know, plug in a veteran and then let Caro get every last ounce of preparation at AAA that he can get. He did, again, have an abbreviated season this last year. But that, to me, that would be silly. They got a major league catcher ready to go. And if he's a backup primarily, that's fine. Let William Contreras DH a little bit more than he has this past year and find a way to get that guy in the lineup.
J.R. Ratcliffe joining us, strength sports reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, also hosts their podcast throughout the Brewers season with Todd Rosiak and Kurt Hogue. Here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow him on Twitter at J.R. Ratcliffe. Let's talk about first base. I think everybody sitting here right now wasn't surprised that they decided to move on from Reese Hoskins yesterday. No shocker there. Does this now essentially guarantee Jake Bowers that other first base spot with Andrew Vaughn?
I mean, I definitely think Jake Bowers will be back, yes. Andrew Vaughn, I think, is actually the bigger question of the two. Although
really?
I would expect him back. I would expect him back for sure. He's gonna make like $7 to $8 million in arbitration, and that's not insignificant. That's a top five salary on last year's team. So for a guy who's, you know, he'll be in the weaker side of the platoon. It's not gonna be a straight platoon. He'll play as much as or more than Bowers, but it comes down to what they think they saw. You know, if what they saw in the second half of 2025 is real, you know, that's the first time Andrew Vaughn has hit like that. Is that a guy that you can be sure is going to replicate that to some degree? He doesn't have to get better. Like, if he's that good, then that's great. He's worth $7 to $8 million. If he's the player that he was in Chicago, he's definitely not worth $7 to $8 million, especially
right.
if he is part of a platoon. So that it's an interesting question. I would certainly expect the Brewers to, you know, to tender him a contract and to go through the process if they have to. I don't think they would just drop him, but you know, I don't know if I'd say for certain 100% that I think he will be part of that equation. I just think it's really likely.
Okay, let's talk about shortstop, because that is an area where I think a lot of people, including the ESPNs, the Athletics, and all these other national type deals, where they're saying they have to find an offensive minded shortstop in place of Joey Ortiz at shortstop. Now, I cannot see a world in which Joey Ortiz is just a bench player. So, I mean, if Joey Ortiz isn't starting at shortstop, I would assume Joey Ortiz is playing on another team through trade. How do you see shortstop playing out?
I mean, it's really hard because the free agent crop for shortstops, there's nothing there.
Correct.
You know,
and
it's not a whole lot better for third base. If you're like me, you're thinking, okay, well, get a third baseman, move Bryce Terang to shortstop, move Caleb Durbin to second base.
Exactly. It's beautiful. Yes, you and I are together. Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it sure makes sense. Problem is, there aren't any third basemen either. Like, if you want free agency, this is not your year. There's some starting pitchers, maybe a couple outfielders. Brewers probably should be invested, you know, looking around at both of those. But, yeah. So then it becomes, well, what can you get in a trade? And do you have to – is Freddie Peralta the guy you have to trade to get that shortstop, that offensive-minded shortstop? I got to tell you, I think they're just going to run it back. And, I mean, not that they have to be married to that for the whole season. You know, I think they can give Joey Ortiz one more shot to sort of rediscover whatever he had offensively that first half of his first season. It was so rough last year. I mean, I just don't know. I have a hard time believing that that's going to materialize into something greater than what they had this past year. But I don't know if there's an obvious pathway other than a creative trade to really address that situation. I think it's going to be Joey to start with.
Well, what about training Isaac Collins all offseason to play third base?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's played infield in his minor league career. I mean, I feel like that would have been explored already. You know, like they could have done that this season once they saw Isaac Collins was a pretty good offensive player. I think then the question, you know, what do you have with Isaac Collins? Like, toward the end of the year, he was the birth
of his child.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would make that the actual.
That's
point,
where
but like,
it started, man. Go back and look. That was the defining line. That's where it started. Yes.
I know it did. I mean, a lot of baseball players, you know, take paternity leave and have kids. Like, I don't know. I don't look at it that way. But bottom line is, second half of the season, he just was not as good and not as reliable defensively either. So, you know, do you count on him? I mean, I think he's more of like a utility piece going forward. I don't think you necessarily think of him as your starting third baseman if he's an option. So, I think they run this back and try to figure it out, you know, during the season if they have to.
And that's the one thing that I'm interested in seeing what happens. And like you said before, we also talk about Garrett Mitchell. Does Garrett Mitchell end up on the move going somewhere? But he's got no value at this point. So I don't see the point of even trading him. And then Quintana, they decide not to move forward with him, which, okay, fine, I understand that. But it still makes sense to bring him back on a one-year deal to help with the rest of the staff kind of going forward. He was an instrumental piece, I think, with Mizorowski. JR, I got to roll, man. Thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.